Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house, by my home in Plano, home office. Thank God, what a blessing to be able to do this audio. I have a good report that I thought many of you might be interested in, but today was a much improved day as far as oppression and persecution against me. I believe that took place because of my prayers on audio as well as on Roku live stream on Sunday. I get at losing people from the love of money and losing them from witchcraft through the blood of Jesus. Pray that the blood of Jesus flow to the hearts of God's people. Deliver them from witchcraft and the love of money. And I am convinced that is working. I'll keep praying it. And the audios are most certainly available to you if you're sincere about being delivered and overcoming. So I want to report that, and I just thank God what's going on. Secondly, I posted about murmuring from the 14th chapter of Numbers, and people are murmuring against me, and God knows it. Now, I'm warning you about murmuring because of my love. My love. If I didn't love you, I'd just let you keep on murmuring without warning you. But I don't want to see you hurt. I know you don't believe the Bible. I don't know. I know you don't believe God will deal with your murmuring. But I know how murmuring has come down on me for years. And I'm overcoming a lot. But God is dealing with murmuring. So I posted out of the 14th chapter of Numbers, murmuring against Moses. And how upset it got. It made God. Also posted from the 19th chapter of Deuteronomy about false charges against a brother and how that God deals with someone that's accused falsely, lied, how God does to them what they intended to do to another. Now, what you have accused me of, I will tell you now, God will do to you. What you said about me, what you falsely accused me of, I'm just warning you, God will do it, and you won't be too happy with the results. God is not a man that he should lie. Now the Son of Man, he should repent. What he said, he will do. What he's promised, he'll make good. Remember that. That's the love of God in me speaking to you. Then, this morning, I posted from Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah chapter 4. A parable. Message to America. You need to read it. But first of all, let me just say that last night God spoke to me clearly out of 1 Corinthians 14:10. Many voices in yours, none without signification. None. But I said, don't hear those voices. Hear this voice, And I didn't say, don't hear these. I said, hear this voice. Hear the voice of God. Psalm 91. Don't listen to all those witchcraft spirits talking to you. Don't be afraid of those people. Then I also posted about the righteous will not be moved. Fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It'll bring to pass. It'll bring to pass things that took place in Benghazi. That else will. Prayer of the righteous is God's delight. He will answer. He'll do it. Thank God. Have courage. Keep praying with your faith. We're gaining victory. Thank God. Then, I am not sure I said any more, but I just want to encourage you. Want to bless you. Want to thank God for you. And see that you humble yourself and obey God. Obey God. We are moving toward one heart, one soul. Acts 4:32. God bless you. Love you. This is Noel Davidson speaking from his office in Plano, Texas, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Good night and God bless.